and the ivory walls are perfectly smooth, as befits a ceremonial space where pieces from the current couture collection hang on gilt rails, veiled in white shrouds like novitiates. Beyond here, the staircase continues to rise through the centre of the house, up to the place where Chanel watched her fashion shows unfold, hidden from the audience below, yet seeing everything beneath her, perched on the fifth step from the top of the spiralling stairs. Pause for a moment on the staircase, and it gives you the strangest sensation. The mirrors are simultaneously reflecting from all angles. There is no escape from the sight of your body bisected, slivers of face and limbs, so you must watch yourself as you climb the flight to the second floor, to the unmarked mirrored double doors that lead into Mademoiselle Chanel's private apartment. Open the door, and it is as if she has never left the building. For here is her sanctuary polished and preserved, decades after her death on the 10th of January 1971. You might call it a mausoleum, yet it feels too alive for that. For these rooms are still filled with her presence, along with her possessions. On the other side of the door is an entrance hall, the walls lined with early 18th century Coromandel screens, their dark red lacquer patterned with a mysterious oriental landscape where women in kimonos fly on the back of white